You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Christmas is just around the corner. Today's essayist shares why he believes Christmas is for everyone, regardless of religion. Here's Carl Lecce with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I believe in Christmas, but not in the way you might think. Let me try to explain. I'm not Christian, or Jewish, or Muslim, or Buddhist, or any other religion. I wouldn't say I'm an atheist, though. I definitely believe in something. It's not easy to qualify what that is when the usual labels don't fit, but I think what comes closest is humanism. Not that old secular humanism preachers used to spit out as a curse. I have faith in the human spirit. It's the human spirit that, in a time of darkness, seeks light. Not just physical light, but the light of humanity, the spirit of the season. Whether you call the season Christmas, solstice, Yule, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or something else, or even nothing at all, there's a feeling of goodwill that just floats in the air this time of year. From the people on the street who smile and nod as they hustle through the cold, to the weary clerks willing to commiserate about the commercial insanity of the season. Friends, acquaintances, even strangers become closer during the holidays. Sure, not everyone's going to feel the same way. For many, the forced joy that's often expected can produce feelings that range from misanthropy to severe depression. Scrooge may have been a caricature, but he was based in reality. But even these people, and perhaps especially these people, should be shown kindness during this time of year, even if only to lend a sympathetic ear and a friendly word or two. We're not the only creatures that give of ourselves for the sake of others. Many species do. But we are the only ones who make an occasion of it at a time when it's most needed, in the dead of winter, reminding us at our deepest level of what we all need during this season, tidings of comfort and joy. The decorations, the lights, the music, which can range from the sublime to the extremely tacky, remind us of the traditions we share, the time we spend with friends or family, keeping those traditions alive in practice or just in memory, is always time well spent. And starting new traditions can help keep our own spirits alive through the long winter. People like to speak of the reason for the season, but I believe the season is its own reason. It's pretty well known that the early Christian church moved their holiday to the middle of winter to take advantage of festivals that already existed. If there weren't a Christmas, there'd be some other holiday of sharing and giving in its place. It's what we need most, at a time we most need it. Whether you're singing a carol with a friend or two, purchasing a gift for a family member, going to a religious service, or just taking in the sights and sounds of the season, the joy and goodwill in the air lifts your spirit. And taking the time to lift the spirits of another can lift yours even more. So I wish you all a Merry Christmas, whatever that may mean to you.
Carl Lecce with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Lecce lives with his family in Altoona. He's a mathematician and a freelance writer. He was inspired to submit this essay while listening to WPSU's This I Believe during the holidays last year. What do the holidays mean to you? Write an essay and submit it to wpsu.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. I'm Emily Reddy.